Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, hope all is well. Welcome to the Steve Madison Radio Show. Hope all is well out there for all you guys, families, whatnot, all positive things going on, and you guys doing positive things, and best of wishes to all of you guys, and stay motivated, keep moving, stay focused, okay? These are things that we have to do. This is a daily routine. I know it's hard out there, especially after COVID. The pandemic, I said, well, you know, I'm getting in trouble for saying that because that's what I called it, waiting for time, right? I got a buddy of mine was talking to me. He was like, you know, man, this COVID situation is just not right. Something wrong with it. I'm not going to talk about it too much because, you know, I got hemmed up with that. But, however, I'm glad you guys, like I say, please stay motivated, guys, moving forward. Keep doing that. I deal with my condolences to... Actually, the Simpson family, Simpson. My mom, youngest brother, Uncle Leroy Simpson, that's my uncle. My last uncle on my mom's side passed away this morning. So I like to give out the condolences for the Simpson family and anyone affiliated. And I know his kids, his sister, his only sister that still left. On Odell Simpson in Michigan. My mom had a pretty large family, a lot of siblings, and just those two left. So saying that, I give a scripture today, Philippians 4, chapter 13, verse. If I can do all things through Christ, which is strengthening me, right? Let me read that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. We have to make sure, guys, when you're going through any troubles, and especially when it's a life change, a death, anything like that, all the time, you got to keep your prayers going to keep your strength going mentally. Because if you don't get it right mentally, it'll start affecting you physically. It'll start showing up. We have to make sure we do that. Guys, you know, I guess we tend to forget that we only have one life here while we're here on this planet, right? And I've said this before, it doesn't matter what you have or you do not have, who you like, who you, what you're trying to, or you dislike, what you're trying to achieve. And it doesn't happen, right? If it doesn't happen, you got to stay focused and say your prayers, but keep doing positive things and keep motivating people. Keep making people smile. And stop trying to live a miserable life because you're here for a reason. Every one of us is here for a reason. There's some people right now that is financially looking for $5, $10, $20, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever the category you're in. And you're figuring out right now, it's like you feel like your life is over. It's not over. It's a setback that can be resetted. Those things can change. It's more to life than having something financial. Yeah, it's good to have, and we want to work hard for it, and we pray that everyone does, and that's what you're supposed to do, right? But your life is not over. When your life is over, it's over. There's sickness, you know, health. Make sure your health is right. Because you can have all the money in the world, your health is not right. What does it mean? doesn't mean anything. So as before I get to the show, I'm going to say this, I'm going to get started. You know, woke up this morning, I tell a buddy of mine back at home, we were extremely close, and he called me out of down in Baton Rouge. He called me and said, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I know you guys are LSU fans. We'll talk about that a little bit later too, maybe. But he comes and said, man, I've been thinking about you the last few days. For some reason, I got up early this morning. I was up like 4 o'clock this morning, wide awake. I told him, I said, and he said, you know, Stevie said, God was preparing you for this call this morning. And he was. He did. And I like to say that when things happen in our lives, you know, I've been through a lot of crap in my life. You know, I'm 52 years old, even though I look like I'm 22. You know, don't worry about that. But no, I feel like I'm 152 at times. I feel like I'm in my 30s at times. I would say that, you know, keep myself in shape so like that much I can. But I would say this. You have to, in this lifetime, guys, we have to, anytime you can help somebody, a loved one, do all you can do. And even though on the side, he said to me, you know what, at the end of the day, God has the last answer. He does. But we're all here for a short time. You know, we're here for a short time. A lot of people won't live to get 82 years of age. We pass that. A lot of people won't live to get 14. A lot of people won't live to get 20, 30. However, we know God has the reasons for that. We have to make sure that we, in this lifetime, while we live in this lifetime, I don't care what nationality or what race you are, what are you going through? Make sure if you don't reach your goals, you know, shoot for the moon, you might fall along the stars. If you don't really physically fall along the stars in a certain sense to where you see it, someone's always your fan. Someone always in love, one is watching, want to be you. And that goes for your females, elderly ladies, elderly men, young men, you know, younger men, younger girls, boys. I go for all you guys. Any field of what you do in this life, you have to make sure you stay focused, keep it for habits and your prayers, and keep rocking and rolling. All right, so guys, last topic, we got into topic, guys, about why was only one player drafted from a historical black university. One player was drafted. And I asked someone that was asking me, they said, I didn't even know about the HBCU. So, you know, when I was growing up, we used to call it a black college, right? So Gramercy University. Eddie Robinson was a very, very renowned coach. A lot of people know him all across the world. Him and the combination of the marching band traveling around the world. So our university is well known at that time. There are some colleges, people that know it today, but it's known. It has a huge history there, and we're going to try to get it back focused on getting it back to that way, too. Just keep it going at our university. So a lot of guys doing a lot of great things around there. But at the HBCU University, there we were known for, I think we still, in a sense, have the most draftees from the university. If not, we should be in that area. I didn't look at that. I apologize. I didn't look at those numbers. But we had some of the most drafted players ever came from Grambling State University. That's HBCU. We have a gentleman that may be joining the show tonight. He was mentioned that all the records that are broken in the NFL, 90% of those guys come from an HBCU. 90% of those guys come from HBCU. We had a gentleman that called in the last show, and he was asking, basically, he was wondering why the conversation, why this topic, you know, why is it me, what's the purpose of it? Well, the purpose of it is getting awareness about that you're the NFL. And I had another player came on and said, as a percentage scale. So you had Randy Hines, Corey Bradford, and my younger brother, Scott Hanson, all those guys played in the NFL. They played from the HBCUs and got drafted. And they have their retirements, right? These guys played, and they put up numbers on the highest level of football, NFL. So they were showcasing what they did in college in the NFL. It didn't stop. So sad to say this is that we were talking about the awareness about why these guys have been drafted and why, what can be resolved from this. So I told him, I said, I think it's obviously it's just discrimination in a sense. You have to fix that. Because if you not, it's not that, it's showing the ATL looking that way. So that has to be resolved in some way, right? So another player was saying, the younger brother was saying this, that it should be a percentage. Why not have a percentage of so many players in the HBCU to get drafted? Why don't you draft at least 5 players, maybe? Average at least 5 to 10 players. And then we were discussing skill set. And Corey Bradford, Jackson State, played many years in the league. He mentioned to the guy, he said, listen, he said the skill set, yeah, of course the linemen, because of the facilities, the weight room, the training room that you have. In these larger universities, most of the linemen, yes, they're a little bit stronger. And I'm not saying fast-wise, speed-wise, but they're a little bit stronger because of the facilities, state-of-the-art facilities. And for you guys don't know, we're not talking about guys, LA Fitness, Crunch Fitness. We're not talking about Bally's. We're not talking about some of even the higher-end facilities that I can keep on going and talking about. But we're talking about these machines that we have in the football are totally different machines that you guys never seen before. I mean, from hit, from machines from your neck that can hold 400 pounds of guys on the treadmill, that a belt runs like a car. It runs so fast and so powerful, right? So the machines are totally different. However, you have these larger universities. They have this type of equipment for training, and that's for linemen. Now, go to the skill set, the skill position. We specified, and he specified, pro Corey Bradford, that the skill position in the HBCUs, guys, the defensive back is right in your face pretty much 90% of the game. He's right in your face at the line of scrimmage, in your face. So when you go to release the receiver, you have to learn how to use your hands to release from the guy. Then you have to get around him, get your right depth. Then you got to shake him off, and then you got to go and catch the ball. Then you got to break from that and go up the field and score. And then at the same time, when you're at HBCU, and guys, I want you guys to know this. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna say this in a few minutes. I'm gonna say this in a few minutes. So the skill set there. So when we go play, then you go to look at a larger school, you're not even playing man-to-man. Maybe 20% of the whole game, man-to-man. So they're giving this guy a free release receiver off the line. But the defensive back, of course, they have to work a little bit harder to keep the receiver. But then he catches a 5-yard pass and runs for like 15 yards and throws his hands up. The whole crowd is going crazy. And I'm scratching my head like, is this really, really happening? Does it really, really work this way? Is it really that easy? So when we bring our skill set to the next level, the NFL, coming from an HBCU, we're blown by guys. And guys, I'm surprised a lot of guys that from these other universities hadn't called in. I'm very surprised about that. I really am. Because they know I'm telling the truth. They're not calling in because, again, I'm telling the truth. Again, we had Randy Himes said that the records are from the HBCU players. And HBCU, and that's all skill position. You know, these, and so, because we're already prepped and ready to go when our senior year comes up. We're ready to go. So that's what's scratching not just my head and my back and all around me. I'm scratching everything on me. I'm trying to figure out, like, wait a minute. Is this really happening? You mean to tell me you have all these guys out here from the HBCUs not getting picked up? And let me explain to you guys around the world. Listen to what I'm about to say, guys. For you guys on the international area that you may know, might not know about an HBCU. So the historical Black college universities were set up for students that may not have the scholarship, the academic scholarship, or have the grades, but they didn't get the academic scholarships to the Yale, to the Xavier, to the USC, to the Connecticut, Stanford, these places, right? LSU, back in my home, back in Louisiana, I was at Constance, Louisiana. So a lot of these universities, right? So they couldn't get there because it's already those scholarships are already filled up, right? So HBCUs, like, here we are. You can make sure you get a great education here, learn about what's going on around the world, and get your degree. So it's an avenue for a person to get their degree. And let me tell you something about the HBCUs was not really ever said. I'm going to bring this up one time and pretty soon. What's not being said is that you have a lot of nationalities that go to HBCU. When I was there, you had all nationalities going to my university, at Grambling State University. Until today, no one seems to talk about that. Historical Black college university was given the chance for a lot of parents that's not making, that's barely holding on, that's working hard, working their butts off, 2 and 3 jobs, but their kids are in them books. They're in those books. They're in those books working hard. And those kids have an opportunity to go and get a degree. And I'm glad they're doing it. And that's what they're doing. Now, you have some guys that play football, play sports. And guess what? They're better than good. They're great. And they're getting a chance to go to the next level. So, but at least they're falling, you know, they're shooting for the moon, but they're falling along the stars with a degree. So that's what HBCU is giving people a chance to have a degree. And we're going to teach you as much as you need to know and greater. That's just and just as well as some of the larger universities. We're going to teach you this. So that's why the HBCU has been created way back in the gap, way, way, way back in the gap. That's why we have that. So this is what we kind of broken down to the gentleman today is like, so it's no reason. It is no reason we have one player being drafted to the NFL from the HBCUs. It's no reason. That is nowhere right, and it has to change. And we're looking forward for it to change. Because the fact is, someone that's in the original owners, they know. And they probably like, why you didn't get this guy over here? Why didn't you draft this guy? What are you thinking? We got a lot of young guys in there. Maybe it's making a decision over their grandparents, over their, you know, over their fathers, that really don't know how things really, really rock and roll. They missed that point. They missed that, right? So that's what we had. So that's why we discussed that about the players getting drafted, and it should be a change in that. Call us. I think we have a caller in right now. We got all poor Randy Hines on the line. Just Randy Hines.
What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
What's going on, boss man? Just trying to give a breakdown of proof of what we talked about players being drafted from the HBCUs and how you had mentioned about how the gentleman called in, you had to specify them and say, where all the records come from? And then he was very quiet, but I'm glad that he was listening, and I think he was taking it very, very well, listening and just the things that he probably didn't know, but about how these players are setting these records are coming from HBCUs, right? So
yeah,
that's what we're
yeah,
I was discussing. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just saying that's correct. I mean, the other thing is too is they trying to erase that as well. So that's why they're changing the game. The way they're changing the game with making it a passing league. It's sad that they got to make it a passing league in order to break these records.
Yes.
Just imagine if it was a passing league when Jerry Rice, was playing, the records that his records would never be broken if it was a passing league back then. And like I say, with it being a passing league, Michael Strahan would have had more sacks than what he had, I mean, so on and so on. You know, Walter Payton, it took, Emmitt Smith, it took him forever and a day to break a record that Walter Payton had set. He set a record. I think it took Emmitt Smith like 12 to 13 years to maybe 14, I think, to break that record.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith paid a lifetime to try to catch up with that. I mean, I'm just being realistic.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know, I mean, you give Emmitt Smith the ball 20 yards in. You get the ball, Emmitt Smith 20 yards in, he's going to make that touchdown now. But 20 yards in, to give Emmitt Smith the ball, you forget about it. He's going to get in there. But versus, you know, you're going to Walter Payton, you're going to have to get every crumb, every extra to make things happen, and which he did. We're working extra hard, right? But no, what you're going is you go to you have to talk about, and you have to talk about Doug Williams, quarterback, you know, James Harris, one of the first NFL black quarterbacks. All these guys came from Grambling, guys. James Harris, NFL, was first.
Sammy White.
After American.
Sammy White, rookie of the year.
Yeah. So all these guys, these are all Grambling State University. So where we attended, and we got drafted from it. So, but then this is the thing. We just want people to know around the world that the people that you have right now in your man cave, or ladies cave, you know, some of these professional that you have right now, your jerseys hung up, autographs, these guys that set these records in the NFL came from HBCUs. And you mean to tell me you go draft off of one college, you draft four guys from one college, five guys from one college, and you can't draft but one player from an HBCU? Like, come on. You know, listen, what an NFL maker every month, right, $1 billion. You can't give these guys a chance. You can't draft them, give them a chance to come in to all right. So guys, another thing too, when you get drafted, what happened is there's a lot of perks come with that to the collective bargaining agreement. I'm not gonna get into that. But there's clause that's set up that you have that a player is automatically a 3 to 4 year contract. This draft bonus is bonus money. And now today, the minimum salary today is $700,000. $700,000 is the minimum salary in the NFL. That's the bare minimum. That's the lowest salary. I'm gonna say this, but you don't want your sons to play sports. Okay, all right. That's another subject. So, Himes, let's move on to the portal. So, guys, if you guys want to go back to the last topic, you guys can pick up. It was very interesting. I think we had a really wonderful show with the guys we have on, Randy, who's with me right now. It was a wonderful show. But if you can, look at the part one of why was only one player drafted from an HBCU on the first one. Now, this is the second right now. We're going to get into the portal. This portal, and we talked about the portal a little bit, then we'll get into the agents. And I have my experience. And, Randy, I would love, if you can, if you have time, to break down your experience as an agent. And I'm going to tell so we have a lot of listeners out there, the parents that may be thinking about actually having an agent for and that agent can actually, guys, too, they can go from WNBA to MLB, you know, NBA, NFL, it all runs around it. But we're mainly talking about the NFL, but the agent's kind of going to turn the stream through all of that in a sense. But we're going to the portal right now. So this portal, guys, that we've been talking about, the portal that's set up, how it works today, the portal, basically what it means is a transfer portal permits students athletes to place their name in an online database. And I believe they have up to like 2 business days, or maybe 3, before they get an answer to see that they're actually accepted in the portal. And then from there, a certain college or university can actually bring them over. And now these portals, now you have these collegiate athletes getting paid salaries, right? So I'm getting paid $100,000, $200,000. We have a young lady that with LSU, right? So she got paid a $2 million deal, right? So, but I'm going to give you my opinion about the portal. I'm going to let Randy give his opinion about the portal. And also, too, in the portal, that actually the coaches can actually view, and they can see if you're trying to leave or not. See? They can see if you're trying to leave the team to go to another team. I'm going to say it again. When you go in that portal, that coach can see that you're leaving. It's viewable for the coaches to see that you're leaving and going to another college. What do you think about the portal, Hines? And guys, again, this is Randy Hines, Baltimore Ravens, from Grambling State University. I mean, played Grambling State University. From down in Houston, Galveston area, Galveston, Texas, and that area down there, down by the water, Galveston. I don't know if you guys know, but Texas have some water down in Texas. So
Hitchcock.
Okay. So
it's right next to Galveston, though. It's not. It's next to Galveston.
A duo athlete, football and quarterback and receiver. So what do you think? What do you think about the portal? Tell me your opinion about the portal. Do you like the portal situation that's going on right now with the collegiate sports?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't. Obviously, I wouldn't like it because of, you know, it's a handicap to our kids because they want to, you know, just because it's not going their way, they want to jump into the portal. I think it's just a big handicap.
And
you know, you got so many kids, like, you know, signing these, you know, scholarships to go to, you know, to go to that one school. The objective is to go to school, to that one school. And you know, then you get a kid leaving. He's really not alumni of that school anymore. Like, that's you know, there's no stability.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching themselves, and they're gonna teach their kids, okay, when it get bad, you know, you leave. And
so
who said life was peaches and cream? And it's not.
So you're saying,
you know,
so you said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. You said it's not peaches and cream.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's just not peaches and cream. Even when we made it to the NFL, you know, Stevie, it wasn't peaches and cream. We had to fight every day once we made it. You know, we made it to the NFL because, you know, we were elite. Now, everybody's not going to make it to the NFL. You know, whether you went to North Carolina, Syracuse, everybody's not going to make it. But we made it because we were elite. You know, we were elite.
Right.
And so once we got there, it was tough because we're playing with other guys who, you know, on the same level as, you know, we on. But the portal, man, it just shows that, you know, come from HBCU, that's where you was at. You was there for, I was at Grambling all my years. Today, I just can't speak for everybody today, you know, other than, you know, you're not going to be a winner. You won't be a winner in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you look at the NBA guys, you know, leaving, sending requests, they want to get out from the team that they with. Yeah, Kevin Durant might have won a championship with Golden State, but you're not a winner. You have to go and team up with other superstars to win a championship, you know. You're not a winner. You're just someone that's just moving around. You know,
mm-hmm. But they're making a Harlem Globetrotter teams, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But the portal, it's just handicapping kids, and it just that's what's going on in today's society.
So it's all about money.
Okay. It's all about money.
But for last time though, you got to be like a, you know, you can't go grab the cheese. You got to be careful before you go, because you might get trapped, right? So you got to be careful by going to, you know, like a, you know, they had a, and I want nobody laughing at this, but don't be laughing now. Instagram, they had a rat, and the rat was actually, had a stick, and the rat actually was clipping the trap to make the trap go off. Now, I don't know where this rat went to school at or how many people he saw die before him, but he had it right. You know, he had it organized. He had a game plan, and he had a system down, and it worked. He had to say this, is that you can't, and my older brother said this all the time, he said this, and he learned, but at least said, listen, you can't be, because you see the cheese, you just can't run at it. You can run at the cheese, but if you be patient, maybe you may have a chance to make, to own the cheese factory. You know, so you have to be real careful. Now, I did say this on the topic before, so you can make a careful decision, still make the wrong decision. But, you know, pray on it. But let me say this, though. You pray on it. But let me say this. When you decide to, when you decide to leave, you better make sure that you're so good, that you're so great at your university, that with you, if you leave, the coach is going to be crying and begging you not to leave. If that coach tells you, well, you know, okay, well, enjoy yourself, you better, you might meet, you know, if he's not talking to you, if that coach not talking to you every time, you might want, okay, you leave. You know, if you're not spending time talking to you, leave. You have to sit back and be, you have to be, you know, you have to be an observant. You have to be a performer. You have to listen. Keep your words going as a student athlete. If that coach is not talking to you, you might want to go ahead and put your papers in. Now, if that coach is talking to you, how you doing, stuff like that, and make sure you're doing things right and kind of staying a little bit here and there, you might want to stay. Because now this is what's going to happen. Coaches out there, they are very, very jealous. Coaches around the world from, look here, I'm coming from, they are from elementary, junior high school, collegiate, pro. They are real, real sensitive about the players they have. That's the story that people don't talk about. So when you decide to leave, that coach find out, he may look at you totally different the next day and from now on. When you leave, you better be the baddest player that you know, and that coach, you say, well, I don't want you to leave, man. Just, if that coach has been talking to you, you leave. Because when you leave, you better make sure, because the other coach, you get the other team, that the coach is like, man, I'm glad you're here. Let's rock and roll, and put you on the field immediately. If you don't get on the field immediately, you better work hard in those books. You better hit those books like you hitting a pizza late at night, you know, and some ice cream behind it. You shouldn't be eating that way, but sometimes you got to splurge, right? But I'm telling you, because that coach going to make that one call over there, well, good luck with it. His attitude's not right in a way, you know. Good luck. Or he's not telling you thank you. You see, you're going to find all your habits, whether it's laziness, whether it's not getting the practice on time, whereas you have an attitude, where you cocky, anything he could use against you, that coach might make that call. Sorry, no one's going to tell you this, but right where we're at, right? Your parents aren't going to tell you this because the parents, a lot of parents think they know, they don't know. But I'm giving you up a chance, opportunity right now. Here's the key. Listen to what I'm saying. This is true. This is true. When you get the transfer and run the cheese, think about it. Run the cheese, But you can stare your ass and mess around and own the whole cheese factory. That's how you look at life. Don't go push and get a piece of cheese. By the time you get your house, get a car too, and get, then you got to help your people out, it's gone. It's gone in a month. Where then all of a sudden, your time going to run out. Whereas you got to look at longevity. Longevity. That's what counts. Longevity. So what Pro Himes, Brandon Himes, NFL player, is telling you, and I'm telling you, when you decide to go, you have to G-O, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation mark. You got to go. Don't be the half step and go to that next university. You better be the baddest player coming out if you're going to win a portal. That's just some information that's true, that will happen. Again, coaches get very, very jealous. They jealous. They don't like their players. They don't like their players leaving now. Just along this year, Pro Himes. No, they don't now. I'm telling you now. So just this information here, guys. More than 6,000 NCAA football players have entered the portal since the beginning of the 2022 season. 6,000 players in the portal, including 2,179 last December alone, the most of any month since the transfer portal was created in fall of 2018. Now, like what Himes is saying, Brandon Himes is saying, then you're going to lose a relationship with the coaches, right? The relationship is gone. Then this other coach, he's looking at you and he's treating you like business. You may play, you may not. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. That coach might, okay, next up, let's go. Versus other coach, like, listen, when you get back in here, I want you to get a chance to get back in here, and I want you rocking and rolling. We're going to get you back in. You know, we'll get you back to rocking and rolling. That's the difference. That's the difference in the portal. And for your listener, I think we have Scotty Anderson, my younger brother, my baby brother, drafted from Grambling State University. And Scotty retired with the Detroit Lions. And I was telling the gentleman last time I had Scotty, my younger brother, we had Scotty running routes at 7 years old. At 7 years old, he could run the route tree. He could run the post. He could run the post corner. He could run the cross. He could run the slant. He could run the comeback. He could run a stop and go. At 7 years old. By the time Scotty got to high school, Scotty was already running professional routes. By the time Scotty got to college, he was already learning NFL plays. So when Scotty went to the HBCUs, it was like taking Kenny from a million kids at one time. So when you're out there teaching your kids, and if you want to be jealous of one person or you don't care for a certain person, at least reach out to somebody that's been down the road that can tell you, listen, down that road down there now, it's going to be a big pothole in that road. So you get there, bridge to the left, or go to the right. Go to the left, or I guess I'm saying it wrong. Go to the right, or go to the left, or either way, make sure you go that route, because if you go to the left, it's not going to be as slippery. It'd be a little mud over there, but you better get through. It'd be a little grass. You go to the right, it's going to be gravel. So you might slid off. You might do a donut down there. Might do turn the car around. But be careful and slow down. You need people like that in your lives. That's what everything you do on this planet, as I explained earlier in the topic. So, Scotty, my mom said this. She said, I want to play receiver. I said, you want to play quarterback. I want Scotty to be quarterback, like my older brother was. My older brother trained with defensive back. And I'm going to go on. She said, no, I want Scotty to play receiver. I said, okay. So we started teaching him. So get your kids that's growing up right now, that's in there right now, 5 years old, boys, start training them now. God doesn't bless you with boys to sit around and twirl their thumbs. God doesn't bless you with boys, over three or four or five boys, six or seven, well, how many boys, or two or three. Someone have to do something. Put some boys in sports. They're not here to be, put them in sports. Spatty Anderson, what do you think about the portal?
Yeah, I mean, sports, you got to put them in sports. It's quick way. I mean, it's all about the money. Anyway, we're doing your job. Sports is a job now. How else you going to get this type of money? How can I go get retired? I've been retired since 2005. So I worked from 2001 to 2005 and retired. See? So you could either run to your retirement or you could walk to it. You crawl to it. You work 40 years to get to it. But when he bless you to sing, dance, draw, it could be anything. If you don't use your talent, it's going to be a struggle, me, financially. But if you use your talent, he'll bless you. That's how I look at it. Because when I was playing football, I mean, you have to use whether basketball, whatever it is, baseball, golf, you have to use your talent. You don't use it. I mean, what? He gone to the next kid. And, you know, you're going to make it, but if you don't do it, if he give you a voice to sing and you don't use it, what is he giving it to you for? So, yeah, you're going to make it. He going to be with you. But it's going to be a struggle. You can ask anybody. Most people working jobs is working. They don't love the job. They don't even like the job. You need to do something you like or love. And, you know, you don't use your talent, he going to take it. I know that. He'll take it and go on somebody else because the kid's being born. So either you're going to use it. If you don't, I really just think financially. He's going to be with you. Now, the Lord going to be with you. But financially, when you don't use the talent he gives you, like a guy asked me one day, what's your goal, your purpose in life? You're just not here to eat McDonald's and chill either. So you have to know what you got going,
exactly.
You know, and what your talent is.
Exactly. Exactly. What do you think about the about Scotty these athletes leaving the universities, going to the portal? I think, you know, I gave my opinion about you better be the baddest player leaving that college, going over there, that you know that you're right and you get it done. Go ahead.
Yeah, because those people already, they already have their players. So you're already coming. You mad at the other coach and mad at this school, but you're going to a school that you really going to be behind. So you might go from, what, behind number two or number one, number two to one more balls to going to another school and being the fourth guy on the, you know, depth chart or something. So I think you need to know for sure or have a connection with a coach, because just blindly going from Grambling to Tech is cool, but you're kind of rolling the dice, you know, if you think about it.
So you're saying they need to make sure they know somebody.
These players don't want no struggle. They don't want to – don't nobody – everybody want to – it's just like a video game on the phone. If you get an app on the phone, people want to buy their way to the next level. Versus Mario Brothers, we had to play level one, two, three. You got to work to get. See, now they just want to buy their way. Or they want to skip everything. So that's why it's like it is. You know, but players, mm-hmm. You say something to the coach. A coach get on a player, then they want to transfer. Ed Robinson used to be in y'all face, didn't he? So really,
oh
Ed Robinson, everybody was transferred at 4 a.m. Really, wouldn't be no players on the Ed Robinson team if that's the case.
Man, not just me. Ed Robinson would be in my face screaming. I look at him and said, "Cause Robinson had a hard
game." Yeah, hollering, spitting on you, man.
Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong, Cause Robinson?
And so everybody grabbing your face, man.
Yeah.
And if you quit, you know what? So what? You just quit. Go home. Cause when Saturday hit, you're gonna wish you would have stayed on the team when everybody go to that game down there.
And that bus will leave
you see,
too.
But now they kind of, it's okay, Jen. It's okay. Everything's okay. You did good. And you missing the ball out here to miss 3-4 balls. You know, my mama used to tell us, like, boy, don't be, you ain't do nothing that game. She'd tell us, didn't she? Mama be like, nah, you
That's
ain't
right.
do nothing. You ain't do nothing that too. She'd
right.
tell us just like that. And then she'd be
That's
like,
right.
you played good. And she'd tell us when we did good, too. But she'd tell us when you ain't do nothing, what you doing? But like, what was your mind like? When I missed that ball, I had to buy you clay. People don't know my mama. Well, I'm sad. This look, you can't be, because you represent, people don't know you represent for your parents when you out there fumbling around. You making your parents look bad while you out there fumbling around on field, court, whatever you doing.
You tell the world again.
Listen to this. If you out there on that field and you miss the ball, do whatever you doing, you're making your parents, their parents look just how you looking out there in the sand. That's you and that's them in the sand. So, you know, you got to have that, you know, like when I went 99, I wouldn't let that boy catch me. So you and Mama, Anthony, they y'all going to be like, man, you let that boy. That was in my mind. You not finna catch me and go back home and hit it. So if you don't have no push, they just do what they want. You missed the ball. You did good. No, he didn't. His boy had scouts at the game, and he out there thinking about a girl and saying he didn't do nothing. Then you go on, and you don't make it to the pros. How else you going to get millions of dollars? Why everybody want to act like going and playing sports? You don't have to play. Yeah, you don't have to play none of it, but that's a fast way to get some money. I can honestly tell you that. Stevie, too. Corey Bradford, Randy High, it is quick. How else am I going to get a retirement at 21 to 25 years old? So it's like, you know, we want to have some people talent, working tools, working on houses, painting. But I think whatever your talent is, if you don't have no drive and do it, God out, he gonna be with you, but you're going to struggle. I can honestly say that. If you don't use your singing, he'll take your voice. Yes, he will, and give it to your child. Somebody going to do it. That child don't do it, he'll get that child. That child don't do it, he'll get to their grandbaby. So whether you do what he gives to you to do it, now he's going to give it to somebody, and you're going to see it. So his will gonna get done, but you have to push. Mama used to look at Steve and Aeneas Williams go one on one. Like, wake up and look at this, and I'm looking at, ain't nobody at the house but us. She rewinding one on one. What mama rewind one on one? Oh man. The coach tried to find me in Detroit when I first got up there. I was 1 minute late. That man fined me like $2,000, and I was out there getting taped, so it wasn't like I coming out. He was picking on me. I told mama, I was just telling her, like, man, this man. I go to the practice next day. They come, the man like, man, I didn't know. My bad. Mama done called the man in the NFL and told him, don't keep me playing with my baby. Now, what mama going to call? Oh, he made the team. I ain't been up there. People don't even know that I had the 18s. I was up there probably a week. So he ain't care about no making no team. Don't you play with my baby. I don't care about no – I had two more boys with the NFL. That's what she told him. I'm not worried about that. We already did that. You better not play with him. And end up, they fired the man the next year, and I stayed 3 years and got my retirement. True story. The man left on me. So the man told me, he was like, we'll send you back. He said, I'll send you back to Grambling. He told me that in front of everybody. But I clicked right on, like, oh, no, hey, no. Look, it clicked on my head. I ain't going back to Grambling.
No.
I overperformed, you know.
Right.
Like, going back to Grambling.
Yes, not the old. But you know what, though, and we're gonna move on to the agent. I'm gonna say this, guys. Deion Sanders. I played against Deion Sanders. I put a post out there where Deion Sanders was playing a game in the Cardinals, and he was. I told people, I said, "Why is Deion Sanders holding me in the game? You got all these other guys out here that's been in the contract, but he holding me, right? The whole game. I had about 4 or 5 catches on him." But they never let me get loose, but like look quick stuff. But I was doing what I had to do, right? Do your job. In NFL, guys, they tell you, do your job and shut up. And that's what you do. Do your job and shut up. I had to run down that 5 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards. Be ready. But you better be ready, especially if you come from HBCU. You better be ready because they're looking at any mistake on that football field, they're looking at you. We're going to tell you the true story. We're not going to lie about it. We're going to tell you the true story. We're country boys at heart. You know, we still go home. My brother's probably fishing yesterday. My older brother's on the lake right now. You know, we're country boys at heart. But at the same time, we're going to tell you the truth. Now, I have to say this.
You're right.
Say this. Deion Sanders mentioned about Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
He didn't enjoy his time. Well, let me tell you this, what happened. And I watched Jerry Rice in person. He was, and then when I had my younger brother, I could see him doing the same thing, the same moves, But my brother had some tight routes. I'm not gonna talk about my
brother. Well,
see,
I used to sit in the stands and watch Trumaine Johnson. I done seen all them boys come through there, man. They don't know I was a little boy. I've been at Eddie Robinson's house when I was a little boy. I used to be all up in his house. So it's like I've been around that, and I was watching Jerry Rice, Sterling Sharp, who don't get a lot of credit. Sterling Sharp was right. I used to watch a lot of his one-on-one.
Yeah, Sterling Sharp,
bro.
That's Sterling Sharp's right, brother. Yeah, Sterling Sharp was good.
Because, see, the Wild, I was big as you and other guys. You were big, hands, y'all kind of thyroid, and y'all kind of got. So I didn't want to get hit. I want to play basketball and baseball. So I trained to not get hit. So that's why a lot of time I'm not trying to see you catch the ball. You looking to run somebody over. I don't even want you to mess my arm. I don't even want you to touch my outfit. I don't want my outfit to. That's why when I got dirt and gram, I changed some gloves, Chuck in the right. Yeah, I don't want none of that. So you have to train according to your skill level. See, Randy Moss didn't work out, and Terrell Owens now. I saw him up in. He was out there just throwing our players around. He was so big, but then I played against Randy Moss. He's not running across, but shit, by the time that ball hit the earth, it's touchdown. So you have to work towards this. Tyreek Hill, I'm sure they heard he's too short, but I bet you he ain't too fast. So people got to get out of size, and you know, we play, there ain't no size in football. I've seen guys little, knock a big boy out of big boys that's really just big. They look good, but they really get the feel after they leave the weight room. They go out there, and it's like they're a teddy bear. So you have to train for what you know, but it still go back to the parents. If the parents not pushing these kids going to go play the PlayStation and go over there and look at LeBron James. When you're looking at Steph Curry, he shoot basketball. He rich, though, but he shoot basketball. He shoot basketball all day, but he rich. Like I told these kids, y'all broke, and y'all not even out there at the gym. See how that works out? So the person that has the money is the ones, whether it's golf, basketball, football, the one have the money is the one working on their craft. The one don't is the one not doing nothing. It's simple as that.
Right, right. And sad to say this, like I was saying, you're exactly right. Deion Sanders made a comment about Jerry Rice, and we're going to go into the ages after this, that he really didn't enjoy his time. And I look at that comment, I look at that statement sometime, and I know a lot of guys from HBCU, they had a good time. We had, you know, everybody, you know, pretty much had a good time, Jerry. But Jerry Rice came out of Mississippi, guys. And Jerry Rice was set out to break as many records he could. When he came out, a lot of times you come from HBCU, it affects certain people certain differently. Because if you make one mistake, they're going to call your university out at HBCU every time. I see you back to Jackson. I see you back to Alcorn and Woods. You know, I send you back to Tennessee State. You know, so these are the things that the Cummins has made. But for some things, I would say this. It was nothing like seeing him. But I just think sometimes, you know, he may have a different opinion. That's just my opinion. I just think that we didn't go to Florida State to where you guys would be free. Have a good time, come up in a combine in a limousine, you know. Well, you have to act accordingly because you're always having to prove yourself when you come from HBCU. But one thing about it does, it prepares us for life, and it does have us right when we come out. So any HBCU player and student athlete, you stay focused and keep working hard, and hard is going to be work. And let me tell you this, too. Don't get on your HBCU. You mingle with everybody. Everybody. All different nationalities. Because one thing you're going to do, you're going to leave that HBCU. And you're going to get in the real world. And you're going to be around people of all different nationalities. And when you go around, my dad will say this all the time, you never can meet enough people. You use that talent that you have at the HBCU and the opportunity that you have to go to college because you can get into the Yales. You can get into the Stanfords, right? You can get into it. So you make sure that you do what you can at that university and get all your study. Study hard. And you get that study in so you can get it to the next level. These are the things that you have to get done. You have to get this done. It makes a difference. Go ahead, Scotty.
you have to. It's still, you know, it's just, and people think you just go to, and you see a lot of people had a potential, but, man, most of the people I've been around that had the potential didn't even make it.
Right.
So it's like, you have to have a foundation. It's so much not talent. We look at talent like, oh, they got talent. They got, I can, yeah, but they are they going to stay out of trouble? Are they going to let the girl get it? Are they going to get caught drunk and driving? Are you going to get it? Yeah, it's bigger than the – see, we caught up on the football field, but going to these different levels, even from high school to college, is bigger than the field. You have to stay out of trouble off the field first. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
It's like,
right.
Just like with a lot of stuff we went through is to tell guys, I looked at my Ricky Symposium at the house, and everything I wrote up that wasn't going to happen, happened to me. So sometimes stuff happened to guys to go back and show other guys. Just like people go to jail. Like I told the guy, you can tell me about them 10 years because I'm not going. Sometimes you have to listen to people and don't go. You don't need to go to have your – so we went through the stuff we went through to help a lot of guys, like you say, down in the road, not to go down there. Because if you have your eyes closed, you're going to go in the pothole and have a flat. But if there's nobody to tell you, well, you have a bunch of people trying to go somewhere they don't know where. Like I told a guy, where the NBA is? Where the NFL? Where is it at? What's the address? See, anything else you can Google. You can't Google that. Where is that? So it's like you have to have faith and have to have people pushing you. And it takes all that, man. So it's like they see me go to pro. I had two brothers go to pro. My mom and daddy stayed on me. So it's just, you know, it's bigger than the field or the court, you know.
So thank you for that. That's awesome. So we're going to go into the agents. And I'm going to ask Randy this, Randy Hines. It said, now, when you go to the NFL Players Association, there's a, when you retire, you plan to leave, it's called a, there's a different association that we have at the NFLPA, and the NBA have theirs. WNBA has theirs. I'm quite sure the LBA baseball, they have their league. Their it's almost like it's a union, right? A union. So in our union, it tells you off the back, so how do you pick your agent? So my thing is, Randy, do you think you need an agent to get drafted in according to the HBCU? Okay, we come back. I guess he's on hold right now. So, Scott, what do you think? Do you think you need to get some of these players out here? What do you think about an agent? Do you think you need an agent to get drafted? In your opinion?
Yeah, well, that helped. Yeah, because Lamar Jackson. People say Lamar Jackson had an agent when he got drafted out of Louisville. Yeah, he did. Name me somebody that got drafted out of college without an agent. I don't know nobody.
It's
not high. Yeah, now after you get there, he established himself. Yeah, everybody knows Lamar Jackson. Yeah, he can do it now, but you didn't get there. You didn't get there like that. You see what I'm saying? Because the agent's speaking for you while you in the ice tub, while you at practice, while you resting. It's a steady voice for you. So you can't, if I'm on the football field, I can't be calling nobody about a Nike deal or TV commercial deal because I'm on the field. So it's like people need to realize when you get to certain levels and money, you have to have people to be around you. You can't do it all by yourself. That's not how it works. You need people with the bank account, people with the agent. You need all that that makes your job easy because you're just making it hard on yourself. So you got to leave press and go call some people to negotiate for yourself. That don't even sound right. Like Lamar Jackson worked because he Lamar Jackson. Yeah, we know that now, but he didn't do that. I bet he didn't do that coming out of college. He did it.
No, he didn't. And like I say, guys, what Scott is saying, don't get fooled about what you read in the paper about Lamar Jackson or he you know, his mama signed a deal. That's different, okay? Lamar Jackson's money is extremely long. That's a whole different platform, okay? When you guys coming out, you're coming out. You need to get.
Well, you go to the league. Then go to the league. Then be your agent like him. Now, if you want to do that, do it like him. Go there. If I take a bus to Dallas, and you get on the flight over here, who's going to get that fast? That's common sense, right? So it's like, yeah, his mom, I bet his mom didn't sign his deal when he come out of college. No, he been playing in the league. He done been on the face of Madden. He done been MVP. Yeah, he can get rid of all his agents. It's different. So you have to be careful. You not Lamar Jackson either. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
An agent will call his friend. You got some boys getting drafted first round just because they agent is friend with the guy on the team. That's what people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you do it yourself after you get there. You don't try to get there by yourself. You can't get nowhere by yourself. You need four tires. One tire, you seen anything with one tire on it? No, you can't. People trying to get every. Now, what he did after he got there, that's good what he did. But as far as now, look at the deals, commercial deals, this, that, you know. You think just like with John Morant,
those 18, 17, 18 players, they supposed to have agents. Those guys that got drafted do not need no agent. Period. Why would you need an agent when your playing status is the reason why you would get drafted? Your playing status is the reason why you got a scholarship. Why do I have to go to these football camps? Why do I have to go do all this? So it's a hustle. It's a hustle for the friend. The friend is the one making money, which is the agent. You're like real estate, just really in real estate.
That's all it is.
So you're saying, wait, hold on one second. Hold on. So, Haim, you're saying that, your opinion, you're saying after they get drafted, they don't need an agent, you said, right?
They never needed an agent because they agent wasn't the reason why they planned status was got them go the first second third round. The agent didn't say, hey, you know, that kid, the league was already saying they projecting who's going what round while the other season is going for the 2025 draft. They already got the projections already. Who's gonna be the number one pick? Who's gonna be the top ten? They already know that already.
But you're saying that the agent can't promote the player to get drafted even a little higher? You saying the agent doesn't
have that?
Yeah,
they don't need to promote them. They already been promoted from television. Why you got to promote them?
Promote the ones that's
potentially going to go free agent. Promote them.
Because
you already know who's going to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you on TV,
that makes sense.
I mean, you don't need nobody because they see you. But if you're out here in back of Prairie View somewhere in Mississippi Valley, you need like 10 agents. But
and
like
goes
you say, they
too,
already like they already promoting themselves. The way they're giving these boys college deals and stuff, you pretty much know it's different day and time than when we come up, you know.
And let me say this too, guys. I want to go back to the draft on the portal right quick. Guys, if you're in a portal, this is me, and I'm going to go back to the agent. We're listening to this right now. If I'm going to go on the portal, I'm not going to go where there's other competition. I'm going to go somewhere where I go to New Mexico State. Starting a case with New Mexico State. I would go to New Mexico State. Not New Mexico State have a lot of talent. But I would go somewhere where you wouldn't think I was going to be at. I would go somewhere and so I could shine and get my shine on. I'm not going to go to another college where everybody and their mama name is over there. I just wanted to say that.
Now,
but
I can honestly say, go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm done with that. Go ahead.
No, I can honestly say, in my case, Grambling, you know, it's rough. You get there, you wish you went to another school and this and that, but I don't believe I would have played like I did nowhere else in the world. I can honestly say that. And mama made me. You know, I was USA. Mama come, got me and made me go up there. But
that's right.
About staying.
You had time with USA.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been playing like that anywhere. That's just the timing, like you say, I honestly don't believe that. Now, you know people look at you, go to school, you get, but you might go to that school and get in trouble. You know who said you were going to make it because you went to that school. So it's really, to me, like you said, I was looking at just play. If you're a good player, and you know you're good, you just want to go play. Randy Hyde come up here. I've been the Hyde got Hyde All-American basketball at McDonald's. Hyde come up here playing quarterback. Then went to the league at receiver. So if you just good, you can just be good, you know. But if you kind of average, yeah, you probably need to go fit in where you can fit in. But if you good, you should just want to, I don't care where you playing. Like you say, long as I'm just going to get a bunch of stats and make you see it, you know. But as far as being at a big school not playing, but they drafting boys in the big school, second, third receivers in the third round. Now, I don't know what's going on. Like, you could just be the fourth receiver on the LSU field, and you're going to get drafted before this guy that works hard over here. That go back to the scouts,
right,
too, man. Who? That go back to the scouts.
Right. Well, let's go. Right. You're right. Let me say this now. Do you need this? This pulled up and said, "Do you need an agent to get drafted?" This is the answer they said. Once someone said this, right? So, he said, "An agent has a valuable role to play in the process, and they can help move guys up with their guidance and skills. But an NFL agent alone can get a player drafted or signed. It comes down to you know it does." The NFL teams think the player has the skill level to play in the NFL. But like you say, you have that promotion that's going on in that. Let me tell you something. So another thing, too. How many clients do you NFL agents have, right? They say 42% of agents, 300 of them, have no clients currently in the NFL. But like 25% of agents have between 1 to 4 clients. You know, 13% of the agents represent half of the players in the NFL. So it's kind of like up and down. So let me say this right here, guys. I'm going to say this, and we're going to get about 10 more minutes on here because I know you guys got to watch this game. We got to watch Miami. So let me say this. This is a story with me. So my older brother had an agent and got drafted that was into money. This guy was into money. Came down, you know, we're from the South, to a different nationality, we look at him a little bit different. Don't really know, you don't know where he's coming from. We don't. So my older brother, he comes in, I remember this guy come in, get my brother, he got drafted, he represented my brother and whatnot. My brother ended up playing, he got, ended up getting traded, and ended up going and he got hurt at this other team, he got hurt. So all of a sudden, we get this attorney agent. I'm going to call his name because they're local in that area where I'm from. I'm going to call it first. They just didn't know what the hell he was doing. I'm just going to say it like that. They was trying to get some things done, and they didn't have the right connections with people to get the things done, to meet the right people, to network for that situation for the status of the NFL, the connection, like you were saying, Scotty. Then they end up having my parents. My dad was going to do the agent thing. Now, sad to say this, I love my family, and I'm going to go to my grave that way. You got to make sure you have agents that's been somewhere, that can sit down at a steak restaurant and can talk to people that's around the world and not just locally trying to fumble to get there. If they know and they can talk to people, but if they can get their hands on this person to talk to this person when they're in town or have that connection to that person, it's rough. It makes a difference when you're coming out of an HBCU school, a smaller school. A smaller school, you need help getting out of there and sports. And this is from other guys, too. If you're listening to me, from other schools, you too, you need, if you want to go higher in the draft, or hire some places, you have your agent coming out. This is my opinion. I'm going to tell you why not. So I see this, and I'm getting pissed off. I'm mad. I'm angry. My older brother getting screwed over with these freaking agents. I mean, I'm angry. I want to fight the world because my older brother. I'm the middle child. So just way before my younger brother come through, I'm only focusing on watching my brother. Everything he did, I'm watching his steps. I'm watching everything he, every move, I'm watching him. My brother, he's smooth this way. I'm smooth that way too. I'm watching him. I'm learning. Whole freaking life. And I'm angry. So I come along. Mad as a wet hen. From that day forth, I'm mad at everybody. People didn't know it. I was mad. I was mad for a long freaking time. I was mad when my brother was treated. The agents. So here I come. Every day, I got a chip on my shoulder. From 5 years in, I've got a chip on my shoulder. And that's why you saw my pictures back in the day. I'm not smiling. What am I smiling for? What am I smiling for? I'm happy, yeah, with my buddies. But when I go to that football field, I'm a transformer. I'm a transformer. I can transform that movie. I'm Maximum Prime. Maximus Prime. That's who I am. I'm not messing around, man. Was it Maximum Prime? I get cheers, man. Man, good man. All right, so look.
Yeah, really, you like the Hulk movie. He the regular Bruce guy,
like
but if
yeah,
he turned
yeah, so, so transform Maximus Prime. I love transform, right? Like so. Wait, go and say this. Let me say this right quick. So what happened was, man. I get drafted, okay? And I watch my brother get drafted. I fell asleep. He got drafted. I got drafted. So I go to the combine. My older brother went to the combine. He went to the West Blue and Gray game. No, West. I think Blue and Gray. Anthony went to the bowl game. I went to the Hula Bowl. So I go to the combine. True story, guys. Listen to this. So in Indianapolis, I go to the combine. I'm walking around, and all of a sudden, I'm walking, and they analyze everything. So you have grades on your sweats. You get there, get your bags. You know, you get there, you go check in the room. So another guy, Vincent Brisby, he played with New England Patriots, got a Super Bowl ring. We were roommates. Vincent played at Northwestern, so it's called University of Monroe now, but Northeast, it's called University of Monroe. So we were roommates, going around, but we leave and go out different places around the hotel. So Scotty had the same thing, and had the same thing. So I'm walking around, and they were walking. I'm wondering, somebody said, "Hey, Grambling." So I turn around. I see this, but I'm getting interviewed by agents all the time. So I see this gentleman, Jim Sims, black guy, right? James Sims. But he have a team of all different nationalities now. All nationalities now. Jim Sims out of Irvine, California. So I'm actually up with Jim Sims. And what happened is he actually, hold on a second, guys. So I'm there with James, and I had a great conversation talking to him. And he just sees calling Graham. That's the first thing he called me. He called my name and said, "Hey, Grambling." And I turn around, we talk. And I end up going with him. End up getting drafted, had a really good contract and stayed with him. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was a change. I changed agents. And that was my worst disaster. I was 23 years old. So I know the contract. I was 23 years old, and my agent stole 100 plus thousands of dollars for me coming straight out of the country in the NFL at dinner table. I signed a check to this guy. I signed this check. I signed this paper, and he ended up keeping it. I signed a check. He ended up keeping it. He kept that money. I had a mortgage on a house on the lake. I had money supposed to go in the bank. I was 23 years old coming out of Grambling State University. Just the next year, it was like 2 years after. Country boy, gullible, just nice and mean heart, like you said, kind of mean heart, good well, you know, good person, good old boy. Count on Steve, good person. Oh, he's a good boy, good old boy, but don't know a dick, don't know crap about these wolves out there in the world. He's a good one. We're gonna get him, all right. He did. I don't call the guy's name out. But thank God now, guys, that you can go in and you can look at histories on agents. They didn't have that when I was going through. You have the opportunity for that. So you have that now. So I end up going back to my agent, and I end up getting hurt. And he hit me back on track, but I got hurt. So I have to say this. At the end of the day, get somebody that you know that's comfortable with, that you can relate to, that may not relate, have a good conversation, that kind of get some history behind him, kind of study him, because he can talk good now. But still kind of get behind some feedback behind them and then move on that way. So agents are good to have, guys. I just think they're good to have to get drafted, especially from HBCU. I think you need agents, like Scott has said, you need something promoting for you, that's talking for you. For Glove,
yeah,
you know, we had,
like,
you know,
like Han was saying, you know, some people get drafted several them other schools. You need an agent. Then, as far as do like LeBron, he got his cousin friend to be his agent, but he don't want to have to deal with the hassle of that. You got what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
Who gonna be calling getting these shoe deals? Do you want to do all of that? That's like, don't put all your work.
You have time
like
for that.
Me, if I made
you have
it,
time for that.
Yeah, I'm not. My mom and dad is finna go chill. Because an agent is the worst. You got to call people all day. You got, that's not no, nah, we going to
no,
go kill and eliminate.
That.
We
you,
made it. Yeah, we,
no,
we made it. So we need to go kick it. So you let people already been doing it. Everybody do what they do. Like I told somebody, I don't know about, everybody talk this and that, but if you get cut or shot, I bet you got to go to the hospital. You got to go over there. You know, so it's like, people, your car mess up, you got to take it to somebody who knows how to fix a car, right? See, we trying
right.
to do everything. We trying to be know how to fix a car. We going to be the agent. We going to be the that's cool, but get somebody in your family to do it. But if you playing on TV and performing, yeah, now, not this day and time, you don't need no agent. But coming from Grambling this day and time, you need 38 agents. Shit, because they still not drafting black. You see they drafting about the other day. So, you know, when you trying to get a movie deal or somebody calling over here trying to get you in this commercial, I mean, if you want to do that, I don't want to do all that. But you can't just have any agent because the agent will screw you, too. So you have to have somebody that you can trust. But, who you know, it's hard to trust people
you
with
got
money.
You got
just,
to put And
I think the way
with
LeBron doing it with that guy, you know. But I don't know.
Sit down with him and talk
just...
to him. Sit down with him and talk to him. And say, this is the thing I'm going to let it go. It's the last one. Say, how much does the average agent make? To me, you know, it said according to pay scales, the typical salary for a sports agent is $59,000 plus bonuses, possibly $10,000, additional to $15,000. That's all a lot. Let me tell you something right there. That's not true. All right? That's a lie. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not. That's most agents get 10 to 20% sometime of your signing bonus. Some get 5%, some get 10%. But guess what? Like my younger brother, even how I'm saying, if they helping you to give you got to go, they take 5% of your money for that draft, whatever they're gonna do, or that for your how you make sure
man,
it's specified. You go ahead. As long as they're not stealing your money, get that agent going. Then you get to Lamar.
I wouldn't have got drafted. No, I wouldn't. That agent, he knew everybody. No, that's the So you tell me I was going to get drafted just down here waiting on them to call my phone? Man, no. Because they know they can get us for free agents. They know that. So it's common sense. Why would you call me? I got a good receiver down here in Southern. I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm not going to say nothing. I know ain't nobody going to draft him. I'm not going to draft. I already know this. And then I'm going to get him free agent, give him a bunch of signing bonus. He going to be mad because he didn't get drafted. Now he got a chip on his shoulder. And I got him for a little nugget. I can't sit here if I'm up there working in Detroit. But if I'm in Detroit, okay, I'm going to tell the guy, man, it's second round, man. Pick this guy from Southern, man. Pick him, man. Now, I think they'll pick him if I tell them. Yeah, they will. It depends on who's talking to. And who coaching you? That look at you and Anthony coach me. So that's why it looked like that, because you coach me. It ain't hard. Steph Curry was around his dad his whole life. Him and his little brother, that's why they can shoot it with their eyes closed. Kobe Bryant, daddy played in the NBA. Like, this is what you round. If you're not rounded, if these kids raised and they dead in them guns and all these drugs, that they're going to be good when they get older. Whatever you doing, you're going to be good at. If your grandma cooked, you don't know how to cook. So it's what you put yourself around. You know, so it's like we got – it's who teaching these – it's who talking to. You know, you go to these portals, like you say, you want to do this and that, but all it is you're rolling the dice, man. And this day and time, you can't afford to roll no dice. You got to have your family got to be right because God will want to bless you. But if the people ride you not ready, he going to wait. He going to wait on giving it to you because you're around it. So you have to be around the right thing. People look at me, they don't know it was easy. It's easy. Look what I'm around. My mom and dad are here every day. My brother's in the league. I can't help it. It's easy. I have to really mess this up. You see what I'm saying? But you got guys that have none of that. And they in the NFL now with me or the Hall of Fame. So it ain't no excuse if you don't have the structure. Because there's guys in the Hall of Fame that didn't have nothing we talking about. So God do it like that so you don't have no excuse. No excuse. He bless you with something, like I said earlier. If you don't use the singing or whatever, cook whatever you can do, he going to be with you, but I bet you struggle with some with that finances. Because he that's a cheat code. He blesses you with a talent to get by. It's everything out here is a job. Like you said, everything dealing with numbers. You can't wake up every day without numbers. You got to know what time it is, how much money in your cop, everything, did the score at the game tonight. You can't get away from numbers. You're so scared of numbers. You got to realize where you're at. Like I told somebody, you're not in heaven. Quit realizing realize where you're at. You know, but we learn after we get out. I know now after I'm about to leave, but they told me they wanted guys that didn't have structure at home. A guy told me that the combine. That's why they drafted me so late. I realized it later, but he told me, but after the draft I realized what he was saying. They don't want your mom and dad in the house. They want a single mom so they can fool this kid for 3 years. That's why they give you 3 years. So they're going to get your money and fool you for 3 years. And once you realize what's going on, they're going to call and get your playbook and you go home. Because if you had structure, they can't fool you. It ain't nothing but a game. Think about it. They can't fool you if you have structure. They don't like LeVar Ball because he talked and he raised and told them kids going to the league. And that's what they did. They want you to be out here. A single mom, ain't no dad at home, ain't no mama, foster home. Shoot, he's going first pick. And the agents just going to fool and fool the money with them other people. And that's how they run the game on you. That's why we learn after we get out the league. But we here get screwed to go tell you to not get screwed. But if you don't listen or don't come trying to get my, like, they need to be trying to find me. You high court. You got to find guys been there. You can't be trying to, you know, I'm just going to go find Joe Blow to get me where he don't even know where he going. So it's all about who pushing you, man. My mama looked at film every day. So that lets you know, and it shows what happened too. So you have to try yourself with the right thing, man.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Leave last comments, and then we'll get Randy. 2 minutes. Anything else you want to say?
That's all I had for you. That's just basically, you know, what happened. Like,
well, it was fantastic, man. It was fantastic. Thanks for calling in. For your listeners around the world, that's Scotty Anderson. That's my baby brother, drafted from Graham State University. What's interesting that he went through all my other brothers went through, Chris Robinson from Grambling and Doug Williams. So, Scotty Anderson, thanks again for calling in, Scotty. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Randy Hines. Okay. So I think Randy Hines is actually, he's probably playing basketball right now. He had to leave. So for your listeners, thank you guys for enjoying listening to the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope we were informative as possible for you guys for our experiences, things that we've experienced from the HBCU standpoint, actually too from the portal, our opinions of the portal, and also two guys from the agents. Like I said, we all had agents to get to the next level. And if I had to do it all over, guess what? I would have an agent. That's just my opinion. I would have an agent. And an agent that I give an agent a chance. I would definitely research him and call other players if I can, or leave them information, messages to former players that's in the league right now, or former players that are retired players about this agent. These are the steps that I would take to actually to get some type of security, some type of at peace before I make a decision on the agent. But again, my opinion, I would have an agent because I'm not going to have time to be out there negotiating contracts. I'm out there trying to make the team, trying to perform the best of my ability so I can move to the next contract, the greater contract. So that's my opinion. And again, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And it's time to watch this game. And you guys, you know what? Good night.